GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. The raspy-voiced and ruggedly handsome woodcutter former state senator that we know as Doug Thomas takes a seat behind the bulletproof glass in spacious Studio 7A. He's back on the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. He's from Ripley, believe it or not. See what I did there? Hey, Doug, welcome back. How are you?
Good morning, Rick. Good morning, George. Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you very much. We thought we were done with you, and you're back again. My goodness, I thought you retired.
I'm not ever going to go away. Ever.
Pull that microphone just a little bit closer so we can get every word out of you to find out why you are here today. We think we know. Tell us.
I'm running for the Senate, Rick. I am not going to sit still and watch Governor Mills and the Maine legislature destroy the state of Maine. I've seen us go backwards. I've seen working people's quality of life go downhill in the last year. I don't see it getting any better.
Well, let's talk about where you've been and where you've been. You are a Republican member of the Maine Senate, District 27, right?
It's District 4 now. They changed it.
Okay, you changed it. Yep. You were in there for 2010 to 2014. In an era? Yeah.
I spent three terms in the House and two in the Senate.
Right. You were also on the SAD 46 school board. You've done everything. You're a public servant. You've done a lot of things.
I spent 2 years on the school board in Dexter trying to improve vocational education in the state of Maine. I found that I was doing more harm than good because some people didn't like the fact that I was there, was afraid that I might stick my head up again and do what I'm doing now. And so they opposed everything, and we've not been able to move vocational education forward. I thought I could do more from the outside.
Mm. But now you're ready to go back to Augusta, go back to the inside and do something. Just a moment ago, you said that you have seen things go backwards for working people. Can you give us one, two solid examples of that, Doug?
I see small businesses having a harder and harder time to make ends meet. Mm-hmm. If you have anything to do with state government, they are slower paying in the last 12 months than I've ever seen them in my life. I've talked to DHHS contractors. I know other agencies are slow about paying, to the point where some businesses are just giving up. I see this minimum wage as really hurting, and high school kids, their first job, they're not worth $12 an hour, most of them. So what do you do? And so it's hard for employees it's hard for employers to find the employees they need, because while we increased funding for education by about $100 million, we actually cut funding to vocational schools. The absolute wrong way to go about doing business here.
When you were there before, you served a lot on the, I recall you were in transportation. You know, we had a lot of conversations about that, and taxation.
I spent 8 years on transportation. I spent 2 years on, 2 or 4 years on taxation. I spent a term or a year or so on labor, and I was chair of the state and local government committee for a couple of years.
And you want to go back and serve in some of those similar seats, or do you got something else in mind?
I'd like to go to appropriations, to be honest with you.
Well, that's where the power is.
I'm not going to be running a business. My son has taken over the firewood business with all five employees, and I'll have the time to devote, and I want to make a difference. I don't want to just go down there to get my picture in the newspaper. I want to go make a difference.
All right, so you have a campaign coming. That's why we're here. We'll talk about that. I guess the last time around, Paul Davis is currently, and I'm not plugging your opponent, is Paul Davis.
He was in, then he was out. By the time he finally decided to get back in, I had already committed myself. I couldn't back out. Last summer, I was at an event with Paul LePage, and he encouraged me to run. And I asked him if I did decide to run, would he endorse me? He did. I have that endorsement. You guys can see it. It's a strong endorsement. And other people said, if you will run, Thomas, we will do this. They've done that. So now I really didn't want to take on the incumbent. We've been down that road. But if that's what I have to do, then that's what I have to do.
I'm just going to read the third and fourth paragraphs of the letter that you've shared with us, coming from former Governor Paul LePage. In my 8 years as your governor, Doug Thomas was always thoughtful and never afraid to discuss issues if he disagreed with my positions. One learns to respect such people who consistently stand for their principles and their constituents. I assure you, very few have this virtue. Doug Thomas has it.
The people of Senate District 27 are fortunate to have such a candidate. The final paragraph, please join me in supporting Doug Thomas in 2020. Thank you, signed, former Governor Paul LePage.
You said something which most politicians come in here and they don't say, that on the Republican side, and I like it. If you ask most people to name the three branches of government, I read the other day that only 2 out of 5 can even do it. And most people don't understand. I'm not too broad a brush.
And we're spending more on education every year, George.
We have a three-part government, and it's co-equal. And you brought that up immediately. Yeah, if you're on the Republican side, you can yell at the governor. But the governor is one leg of the stool. The legislature, you mentioned appropriation. That's where Rick said that's where the power is. The legislature and appropriations, that's where the money is. Now, you can say somebody's spending us to oblivion, but you got to understand the three-legged stool, right?
I fault leadership, George, more than anything. Jim Hamper, who's a personal friend of mine, sits on appropriations. I've listened to him on your show.
Yeah, he's there.
He does a good job. He understands the problem. He's doing what he can do. He's not being supported adequately by leadership. They are too quick to go make a deal. They'll arrange the votes to get this nasty stuff passed, and then they'll go home to their home districts and they'll say, well, I didn't vote for that. And they didn't, but they made a deal so that it got passed.
Well, what needs to happen with Doug Thomas sitting in the main Senate? We're talking with former state senator Doug Thomas, the Republican of Ripley, announcing that he's running for the Senate seat primary, then on to the general. What would you most like to see changed immediately in Augusta to get us back on what you hint is the path to prosperity?
Number one, I'd like to see the state of Maine start paying its bills, okay? For example, Paul LePage reduced the unfunded liability to our pension system. That was over $4 billion when he took office. He got that down to about $2 million, a little more. Now we've run that bill back up. $300 million more. Where's that money going? Number two, we're spending money in all kinds of places. Are the hospital bills piling back up, George? They changed the way they pay now. We've got no way of knowing. I spent Thursday in the financial office at the legislature trying to find out. They don't know. My guess is if I look at the rest of state government, they are. We're spending money in ways that there's no need of. At my house, George, if we don't have food enough on the table to feed my kids, I don't buy food for people down the street. We've got 1,000 people in this country in Portland, southern Maine, that don't belong here. By law, they're not here, and they were invited by our governor, and we're paying the bills for them. I hear there's another 1,000 on the way, and she wants 75,000 in the next 10 years.
If you run again, you've got to finance it, obviously, even cutting all those trees. You chose to operate your campaign, last time under the clean elections?
Last time I ran as a traditional candidate, I went out and raised the money. This time I'm running as clean. I've done it both ways. Right. I prefer clean because I want the people who I'm representing to own me, not some special interest.
All right, so you're going to run this time around under the clean elections?
Yes.
Okay. When you were there before, you sponsored, I noticed in your record, I can't remember all of it, but we followed you fairly close. You were hitting us if we didn't.
Well, I tend to speak up because we have a story to tell and we've got to tell it.
No one wants to get hit by a splitting ball, so that's why we paid close attention.
You sponsored quite a few bills, actually, during your time, and you co-sponsored quite a few. So I would say you were very active.
I intended to be. I didn't go down there to hide under my desk.
Yeah. Okay, I think I threw you a compliment.
Yeah, thank you.
By the way, a listener sends us a note because you talked about unpaid bills, and this person wrote, has Governor Mills paid off the bill for the inaugural because it's coming up on its one-year anniversary? Someone just sent that because you said pay the bills, and that's what
I think she did
said.
Pay it. Now she's going to fine to pay, right?
Yeah, $2,000, wasn't it?
Something like that.
I think it was a $2,000 fine. Well, her committee did. Okay, there's a difference. Speaking of committees, who's in Doug Thomas's corner on this?
What do you mean, who's in my corner?
Who's in your corner other than Governor LePage? He's endorsed you. Who else? Who's in your corner saying, run, Doug, run?
There are a lot of legislators that are, but leadership has endorsed my opponent, because they know I'm going to rock the boat, and they don't want the boat rocked. I think the boat needs to be rocked. So who else is in my corner? I hope enough constituents in my district so that I can get elected.
All right, tell me your district. I know you live in Ripley. What's your major towns?
Oh, all of Piscataquis County, and then there's six or eight towns in Penobscot. I can name them if you want. No. And there's six or eight towns in Somerset. It's a big district.
It's a big district.
The last time I was there, it was the biggest legislative district east of the Mississippi.
It was bigger than what they got going on in Aroostook County. There's a seat in Aroostook County that is just gerrymandered like you'd never seen before.
Last time I went from north of Patton to Palmyra. It was over 100 miles from one end of that to the other. It was a big district. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're ready to do that again?
Somebody's got to do it, Rick. And I don't see anybody down there doing the kind of job that I think needs to be done. So how do you cure that problem? Grab the bull by the horns. Let's get it done.
Doug Thomas, do you got a website or anything, or a Facebook page where you're sending
Facebook
people?
Facebook page. My nephew is developing a website for me. We've been getting the firewood thing finished up. And I wanted to get by the holidays. People paying attention to Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's and family. Now that we've gone by the first of the year, let's get it done. This is actually the first official announcement I've made is here.
Okay. What's the quarter wood going for?
$235 if it's green, local. $295 if it's kiln dried.
And you're busy.
We can't keep up. Can't begin to.
You just doing a kiln or seasoned? Leave it outside, for the summer.
We do everything. We have part dry. We have seasoned. We have kiln dried. We have green. We'll make it any length you want it, from 12 to 24. We work hard to satisfy customers, and if we have a complaint, we try to fix it, and we have grown a business beyond anything I ever expected to.
George needs to buy some wood for you for his new heat pump.
We were talking about that
a minute ago.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.